It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as pool boys. Really, you don't want to see him in a Speedo. It's Patch and Switch.
Sun is out.
That's an
image I do not need to have in the first thing in the morning, man.
Can't even hear your mic, Jay Shock.
That's good. It's good you can't hear the mic.
Yeah, I'm fine. No, you're fine. I'm good.
Didn't we do this audio check beforehand?
We did.
No, we didn't.
I think I turned it off on purpose.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
Moose Superstore Zipper.
That is the episode name.
I love it.
It's the Moose Superstore.
Nice.
Come get your zippers.
Look how close we are. Oh, there you go. I get the dividing wall there. It's like we were very close for a moment. You did. You have to refocus. There we go.
Yeah, I'll readjust.
Jay Shock, would you fix this, please?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm working on
What's
it.
What's going on, man? Jeez. It's a Friday. We're here, and it is the Friday before what the states call this
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
So in Canada,
long weekend.
In Canada, it was the weekend.
It's a bank
before.
Holiday weekend.
It's a bank holiday weekend. In Canada, it's the day before or the weekend before, and it's called May 2-4 weekend.
So you drink a 2-4?
You bring a 2-4 to the camp.
All right.
Actually, to the cottage.
To the cottage.
He said, "Back where I'm from is called a cottage.
It's the cottage.
You don't call it the camp." What do you mean, what's the cottage?
No, I said it's a cottage.
Yeah.
I didn't ask what it is. I know what a cottage
it's
is.
Weird. People have these colloquial.
Colloquialisms?
Colloquial. Colloquial.
Some people call it camp. Friends back home call it the land.
The land?
The land. I'm going to the land this weekend.
Yeah.
Some call
What if you don't have a cottage on the land?
Well,
do you still call it a cottage?
I'm going tenting.
You're going tenting. Okay, that works.
Going tenting.
Okay,
could work
tenting,
as well.
Tenting has got a different connotation.
Easy. Or else you're going to the cottage, probably. Obviously. Cottage also works.
The cottage.
Speaking of cottages,
yes.
The apple does not fall far from the tree, apparently, because my nephew
has set fire to something.
My other nephew, he was up at the cottage, the family cottage. And he, during the wintertime, and mm-hmm. he did all the proper opening of the cottage, used it, and shut the cottage down and left. And then it was cold enough that no one went back for a little while. They came back, and water had been running for 2.5 weeks.
Oh.
Because he forgot to turn off the second water source. He turned off one of the water sources and forgot to turn off the second one. And basically it broke a pipe and leaked and continuously ran.
Oh.
We're talking about 60 or 70K worth of damages to the basement.
Ouch.
That was just brand newly renovated a month before.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
wow.
So they haven't even told the other half of the in-laws that happened yet.
Ouch.
They're going to get it fixed and it's not saying anything. One of those family secrets that doesn't come up until someone dies.
I know we just renovated, but I thought we chose different colors. Mm. Oh, no, this is what we did.
Yeah, you must have been colorblind there or something. So, no, that was not me. I have not damaged anything, broke anything, or anything else like that.
Yeah.
I've been fixing other people's things recently,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah. That's right. Been my job these days.
Let's say hello to Kowski, to Vizio MVP, Phantom Freak. I believe is a new person in the chat room. So hello,
a new person in the chat room.
Wireless Life has joined us. As has Ludwig, at least until we talk about beer. Desired by Life. Claudia is here.
Oh, wow.
Foul Temper is here. As is our very own Essex girl, Fair Brit.
She's still allowed in the country?
I don't know.
Is she allowed to be here still?
She's always allowed in the chat room. We don't have...
Right.
We
have international... We accept all people from
we
all
don't have,
locations.
Yes, exactly. We don't have any...
There's no walls here.
Import-export laws in the chat room.
There's no walls here.
That's exactly. There's still no walls here.
There's boundaries, but they're very loose.
You cross them all the time.
You got it.
Hey, I want to send a big shout-out to Bartolo for joining us a
yes.
fortnight ago. And again,
you're just sucking up to him because he gave you coffee crisp, really. Is what
well,
it is,
no,
right?
It's actually because that project that he's been working on
mm-hmm.
in terms of what was the
child find for
yeah.
the Canadian Lost Children's
yeah.
Association.
Super cool, super
yep.
cool stuff. Actually, he's escalated a few issues into our product
mm-hmm.
To fix.
Did you fix them yet?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Got the
you found the bugs? Come on.
We've got the engineers working on it. So anyway, yes. So yeah,
cloud for good.
Cloud for good.
That was the hashtag they used. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they were there for build, and they also stayed another week after build.
That's what I hear.
And apparently they had a hack room that was exclusive for non-corp people. Because they serve liquor every day at 4 o'clock.
What?
Trying to improve the efficiency of the coding.
Wow.
That was my belief, at least. I'm sticking to it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get a chance to go see it, though.
I think it's just don't feed the bears.
Don't feed the bears.
Yeah.
Don't poke the bears.
Exactly.
Awesome stuff. Cloud for good.
So let's start the show. We should be up front with everybody and let everybody know it is an abbreviated episode
yes.
of the Patch and Switch program.
Yes. Unfortunately, our regular day jobs for both of us is going to require that we end early.
Executive review time, as it is that time of it's the end of the quarter-ish, getting close to the end of the quarter.
Yep.
End of the month and into the new development cycles.
Semesters.
So lots of stuff happening, which is crazy because you would think the Friday before a long holiday weekend, everybody would be gone. However, my day's full of exec reviews. So we had customers here all week. Anyway, so let's jump right into the big program. Big hello to Kevin Hoyle, who's joined us, and talk about From the Trenches, things that we've been doing in the day job. What's been going on?
You ever heard of this thing called WannaCry?
It's
the smallest thing called WannaCry.
WannaCry.
What is this that you're
WannaCry?
It's malware.
I'm channeling Ned Pyle right now because of SMB1.
Turn off SMB1?
Turn off SMB1.
Yeah.
I spent the better part of the last week and a half fixing SMB1 issues for not my own servers either. These are other people's servers and other people's images. And so,
by the way, did you get the notification on your cluster in a box server?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm off the list.
Oh, you're off the list?
I'm off the list.
I updated
that's,
it.
That's Matt McSpirit's responsibility.
I updated it anyway. It's all good.
Nice. So I completely forgot about that server. See, that's what it is. if you think about it, all these hyperscale cloud providers, they all have Windows Server images on them, and they all have to be updated.
That's right.
Right? So whenever a major security update happens, think of it like a freshness for a document article, but it's actually more
for a VM image?
For a VM image, right?
Yeah.
And so I was chasing partners to be able to go through for the ones I handle and manage to make sure that their Windows images are updated. Because there was basically a review and any image that hadn't been updated in a certain finite time frame assumed did not have the patch installed and or still had stuff running. So I actually had to go through and handhold some people through it. And a couple of them I actually had to go through, who shall remain nameless, that I actually had to go and rebuild the image myself. Because they weren't being responsive. And so either you get faced with...
Am I the only one who's absolutely terrified that there's an image out there that you've built?
It's a pretty easy process.
No, I'm just kidding.
Process, sorry.
It's all right. You can use your Canadian name.
Okay, I can say Canadian? Okay.
Yeah, you can say cottage with
so,
the process.
So up there in the Azure's dairy, I had to make sure that the images were that I was responsible for were all happy. So there was a... when we have a larger tracking process going on, there's a one of the things that we do is we open up a calling bridge, like a Skype for Business type chat, and there's always people that are on there, and then you basically have to jump on, give an update, and then jump back off again. Right,
it's like the old war rooms of the Sev 1 outages when we worked as real IT guys. Did you guys have those? We had them, right? Anytime
I tried to avoid them, I remember
when there was this thing called Slammer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this guy?
Yeah.
Right? Again, another situation. And this patch had been out for months before that thing came in. And, you get into that whole, this is the first year the organization I worked for had a change review board. And so they were blocking a lot of updating and changing because they're like, oh, but you've got to reboot the server. And that would cause us downtime. And you're 24/7 operation, right? I had patched because...
That's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Do your testing, do your patching.
You know, and my center was good, but we did have those war rooms, and it was, this is Fred from Tulsa. Yeah. It looks like this machine here, I'm not sure which button to push, but the coffee holder keeps coming out.
Right? So, literally, if there's anything that's happened out of this one whole fiasco that has been WannaCry, has been the rekindled discussion that's happened about patch management updates, yep. and also about
turning off SMB1,
and also about the investment of your infrastructure, and more importantly, investment in your infrastructure people. I've been enjoying seeing some of these tweets coming out about why wasn't this done? Blah blah blah. This is like, well, because you fired everybody, or you you moved them, or
right.
you employ. The best one I think I saw was you. If you employ more janitors than you do IT staff, there is something wrong with your company.
Yeah,
and so yeah. true, right? So it's come up, and it's another analogy that's come up that I think is rather poignant that I like an awful lot is you have all these, you know, big cool massive. Apps that are going on, and you know, these rock star things going on, and the team that's making them and doing them, they're the ones that get all the limelight, everything else that's going on. They're like the rock stars.
Yeah.
The IT pros, we're the roadies. The freaking show doesn't go on if the IT pros aren't there to make
but
sure
But the minute
works.
Something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, blame the roadies.
Stage crew.
Yeah. How come that curtain didn't open on time?
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't give me the $5
Where's
to replace
the
rope.
Guy?
That's why.
Where's the spotlight guy? Oh, we put a spotlight up, but we don't have the guy to run
it's,
it.
It's a robot, and he needs a patch. Exactly. I remember I used to be in I used to do theater stuff back in the day, and that's just when these robotic lights were coming out,
yeah.
that are all remote controlled, all programmed, sure. all sort of stuff like that, and you would have the union guys that were loading in the thing into the theater, and each one of these lights was like $20,000 or something like that, and they replaced a whole bunch of lights with these ones because they yeah. could get color filters and lenses and lights and stuff like that, but they were always nervous when it was being loaded in because occasionally the roadies would just like oops sorry and they would like drop lights
oh, yeah,
randomly
yeah.
right
yeah.
for job security
yeah job security he apparently heard we were talking about him but big oh. welcome to our good friend Ned
nice
nerd pile in the house
so I so has
there only needs to be 10 more of these events for everybody to learn
nice so I know that
Stan, he said 12 more
the Stanley Cup playoffs are almost done so that means baseball
they're in the final
so that means both baseball must have started
baseball has started
so we yes. need to get the baseball fanatics in the room again
I don't know that we can have the two of them in the same room but I believe
we,
that's
we,
against
we could
policy.
Always have one inside the room and yeah. then have the other one remote and we could Skype
like
them
in the other studio
like
or
yeah,
something
yeah somewhere okay. else. The other side of the wall or something like that.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah. I do remember that at Ask the Experts during our internal Tech Ready event downtown, that they were in the same room and security immediately
separated.
Converged. Yeah.
You
exactly.
must go to one corner, sir.
That's right.
And you to the other corner, sir.
That's right. So Ottawa's out, eh? So there's no more Canada.
Did you
left
see that game last night?
I hear it went double overtime.
Oh, it was awesome, man.
Yeah.
It was absolutely awesome. The goalie was just on fire.
Yeah.
Absolutely on fire. The last goal that got snuck in the second overtime, 10 minutes into the second overtime, it literally, I don't know how he missed it. I think it was just pure exhaustion. He was going for easily over another game, over 45 saves.
Yeah.
For shots on goal.
Yeah.
And he had some freaking on his head saves. Unbelievable stuff.
Yep.
There's this one where the crowd was literally about to get a penalty for the Penguins because they were freaking out that they thought it was a goal, but it wasn't a goal because of the replay that they had. It looked like the puck was crossing the line. It
yep.
actually was rolling on top of the crossbar to the other side.
Oh.
And so it looked like it was dancing
yeah.
along the line.
Yeah.
But then you
but
see
it was actually
on
top.
It was on top. It was on top. Unbelievable. Ping. Unbelievable match. Yeah. Senators, phenomenal. Can't yeah. believe it. I don't have the time to because the time zone differences, I miss all the games.
Yeah.
I'm not that much of a loyal fan, but I always tune in for playoff.
Well, particularly
hockey.
When they do the East Coast games, right? I'll watch the Western Conference
yeah, yeah.
stuff, which particularly so it's exciting. it was Anaheim and Nashville, and the Anaheim games start at, you know, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time or
so
6
it actually
p.m.
Is reasonable.
So I'm at home then. But so it looks like it's Pittsburgh and Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
Oddity has jumped in the room saying that Nash Vegas in 5.
Yeah. And again, Anderson was awesome.
Yeah.
The goalie was just absolutely awesome.
I'm just glad that the Ducks are no longer in. That's
because
just me.
Because I've moved away, like, I don't even, I used to religiously follow all the team members. I'm like, wait, where is everybody?
I don't know all of these guys.
Who is this guy? When did this guy come onto the
Yeah. I've been a huge Stars fan. So I was like, where's Madonna? He's retired.
Got it. So that's the extent of my hockey knowledge is basically the playoff games right
yeah.
now. I will be honest. In case you haven't figured out, I'm not a big sports guy.
Go Wait, sports what? Things.
I know the last minute of play. I know that. It's always good. One thing that was kind of that I've never seen before is Pittsburgh was getting called on all these icing penalties all the entire game because their strategy, I guess maybe this is a new thing because they changed the lines with
no
crossing.
There's no two-line pass. Yeah.
So what they have to do is they have to touch the puck.
That's correct.
And so basically they have a guy at the other end waiting in the corner so that when the puck gets fired down, he can just touch it and keep it going.
Yeah.
And they missed it so many times because they were so exhausted.
Yeah.
All the players were exhausted playing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, and then with icing, they can't sit down. They're still out there.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, wow, that was a big divergence. What about that was work, I guess.
Half the show gone.
Did you do any work this last couple of weeks?
Are you kidding?
What do you do?
Actually,
really?
Have had an incredible week. A lot of customers. We have, I want to say, 10, 12 customers on site doing. We spent entire day Monday with the individual customers and learning about things that they need. And then we've kind of grouped them all together, and they're learning from each other.
Oh, yeah.
And we parade in folks to get a lot of feedback. It's the coolest thing about this experience is in the past when we have customers come in, you kind of have the guy up at the front 45 minutes with death by PowerPoint. The majority of this is you get one or two slides. This is what we're kind of working on. What are you thinking? Let's have a talk.
Yep. Let's do some whiteboard and have a conversation.
But then what gets crazy is when you get a guy like Stuart Kwan coming in, getting on the whiteboard, and you actually go through, like, this is how a token is built in this particular scenario, and these are the things. It's, you get in-depth knowledge about the identity side of mm-hmm. things. It's pretty cool. But the best part is just the information that you get from our customers. And there's times that I... you kind of go, yeah, we know that you want us to give you everything, but in a prioritized list, what is it that you want to see?
If you had $100 to spend, where would you put your money across?
Well, that's it. So it's been a great learning experience. It's been great to hear, to have some of my hypotheses verified and validated mm-hmm. through customers. So it's always a great time when the customers are on site.
Basically, you're just loving the fact that you get to listen to Stuart talk.
Well, any of
who doesn't
really
any, who identity
that's true,
doesn't,
but,
right?
I mean, I've heard some really cool stuff. I've learned things about our products that I mean, even older stuff about identity that I didn't know that it did it that way.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's just a really cool way to learn and to hear more information. And you're always a little more fired up after you talk to customers. So.
Fired up. I had a yep. customer chat today, this week too.
Yeah.
They've been asking me to step up and do more of these. They always tend to be around Oracle, which is rather funny. But so I've been doing a couple of those. And then they want me to start doing EBCs again.
Oh.
Because I haven't been making any time to do EBCs.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And so they want me to start doing that. I'm like, really? Yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, rumor has it that they want me to start speaking again more. Publicly.
Can you imagine, like, if we actually have to work at conferences?
I know, right?
You know, like,
deliver sessions?
Making
slides. We might be able to come up with something, though. Yeah.
I don't know. We should, it's probably too late. Like,
it's probably too late now.
We should do another one of those four part, like a mini day of Rick and Joey talking about stuff.
I don't know if people want to see that.
It was one of the most popular sessions at Tech Ed back in the day.
That's true.
When we did it.
I my favorite part was I still have people coming up to me going, so we thought we were just going to learn about properly backing up Active Directory. You snuck cloud on us.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep, that's what we did.
Yep.
Second part of the show, second segment of the show, let's talk about beer money, things that we've done, support that we've done for our friends' family, our family's friends, dog's sister's uncle. I know Ned Pyle has been on a personal mission to every one of his friends to go turn off SMB1.
He's got to draw the line of going into people's server rooms when he's shopping, though. Like, I heard rumors that he's actually going into the back rooms of grocery stores and clothing stores and actually checking for servers. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have SMB1 enabled?
Yeah, I smell it in here.
Poor cashier.
I smell it in here. I know you're doing this. Come here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pyle. I don't know what you're talking about. But do you have your rewards card?
So
reading it via SMB1.
And rumor has it he was actually looking for SMB servers in the Japanese Arboretum.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. last weekend, he was out there looking for servers that were hiding under the frogs or under the trees. Craziness.
Under the lily pads.
Yep. Have you done tech support for folks, friends, and family?
It's been Windows Update, all hands on deck, right? Making sure everything's patched. That's it.
Windows Update's definitely doing the cycle here.
I only had one machine, and it was behind, and it's because it's always powered off.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then the VM images that I have stored that are just powered off, I just deleted them because I'm like, at this point, they've been turned off for so long that it's easier for me just to rebuild them. So,
yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Ned Pyle says there's no proof of him being in those Japanese gardens because the cameras use SMP1.
Nice. He stored them on his home NAS server. The vendor shall remain nameless.
You know what's interesting is that I've been reading a lot of threads around other forums that I peruse that are not typically IT forums. And they're like, is there just a simple way to for me to back up my stuff in case this ever happens?
Is there a simple way I can patch my systems automatically?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have to ask that? I don't want to give on a rant.
Did you hear about the Samba vulnerability that came out?
Yes.
That they've announced?
Yeah, there's a
Linux Samba. Is it true that they were talking about that it was a fat fingered developer that simply made the issue and they fixed it with one line of code? Or is that just alternate facts?
I don't know. Fake news.
Fake news, I guess. I
don't know.
I just picked this up on the Twitters the other day. So
I just saw it across the stream and I looked into it and then I didn't see any resolves. I just saw it when it came out.
So. Craziness.
Big hello to AZ Growler Guy who's joining the house.
I've been drinking some of his Arizona beer.
Yeah, excellent.
Just recently.
Excellent.
So I work on a volunteer sports organization board and we had a new voting election for new people coming in.
Yeah.
And I have to re-educate people as to why they don't want to use their personal email addresses for things.
Oh,
yeah.
They
need to use the Office 365 address instead.
Yeah.
And then how they can magically access files remotely on a single system as opposed to emailing everything. It's like I need to have a recording I can just say, here, listen to this.
If only there was a central place we could share documents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that. Yeah. I've been doing random spending, but I'll save that for random spending.
Well, let's just jump right on in.
Should we?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about beer, are we?
We'll talk about beer after we talk about spending.
Random
money.
Spending. Do you know Jeremy Chapman?
I do.
Mr. Microsoft Mechanics, previously known as the deployment guy.
Pick up the name you just dropped?
Chapman. I don't know. Is he a big thing?
I don't know.
He does. He's obviously not that big because he won't come on the show. But we've never asked him.
That's probably why he's not coming on the show.
Anyway. Little known fact, if you don't know him on the public side of things, but personally, he is obsessed and is a fanatic about LED lighting.
Okay.
And so he's gotten me to change out my headlamp on my motorcycle to an LED light. I've already changed my turn signals to LED lights. And I've done the same thing for my Jeep with LED lights, at least for the back, for the flickers. And then he literally, on the course of a conversation talking about an upcoming show that I'm doing with him, and he said, oh, yeah, just go ahead and get this and blah, blah, here you go. Here's the link. Just go off and do it. I'm like, oh, what the hell? I go off. I buy it. And the light arrives. The headlamp arrives. I didn't think because there's different versions of my motorcycle, the Scrambler, and I bought the light for the modern version, not the version I have.
The old school.
So basically I've got a 5 3/4 inch headlamp, and I bought a 7-inch headlamp.
Oh, yeah, that's
not gonna
work.
It's like, it's not, can I retro? No, I can't retrofit this to make it work. Can't modify this.
Send it back.
No, I didn't send it back.
No?
I just, I'll buy a second one. Because the 7-inch lamps fit inside my Jeep. So now I'm going to have two new headlamps on my Jeep.
Okay.
And then I have a new headlamp arriving for my motorcycle. And because I did the headlamps on the Jeep, you have to also do the front turn signals as well. Because you're going to be taking apart the grill anyway.
Yeah.
So basically, I've got a whole bunch of electrical projects this weekend because of random spending, because of one conversation with Jeremy Chapman. Curse you!
It's boat prep time. Memorial Day weekend means the start of boating season.
I'm surprised you haven't had it out yet. It's been nice enough in Seattle to have it out.
It has. However, last Saturday, was unable to get out after the show. Because somebody wanted to cook a whole ton of meat and needed a smoker.
Oh, yes. And I thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, and I didn't want to leave the house and be like, oh, sorry, I'm out on the boat, eh?
No, it worked. Everything you told me worked.
That. Yeah, and then we'll get to that. And then, so I did pull out the boat on Saturday or on Sunday. We had the child labor go in and pull out all the carpeting and vacuum and wipe everything down. And
I pulled a dad moment last night. I was sick and tired because Kelly's been injured. My son's been injured and that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing a lot of work around the house to try to keep everything at bay and stuff like that. Finally, it was like almost 10 o'clock at night. The kids should have been in bed by this point. The kitchen was a wreck. And I'm like, I go upstairs. I knock on each kid's door, downstairs, downstairs, downstairs. Like, what, what?
Didn't
say anything. Wait for the whole stuff. I'm like, okay. Dishes, dishwasher. Dishwasher, empty. Recycling, out. Garbage, garbage. Yeah. This, go. And it's like, if you say one word, all electronics go on that table and they don't leave. And
the Wi-Fi is being turned off.
Wi-Fi is being turned off and you don't get to pick up your electronics till Sunday. Go.
It's amazing.
In 10 minutes, it was clean.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing this every night. Why am I doing this?
Well, we have a rule, you know, kids that clean the boat can ride in the boat.
Oh, that's a good rule.
Yep.
Do I have to clean the boat if I still have yet to ride on this boat? Is it because of a safety issue? Do you have an insurance clause against clauses or something?
I don't know.
There's a clausing clause.
I can tell you.
There's a clausing clause in your insurance
clause. I can tell you
we
were going to pick up your family when we had the jet ski incident, right?
Oh, yes.
We had to rescue. Yeah.
We were headed
to pick
up
your family. So.
But then you had a whole plethora of individuals who should not have been operating motor vehicles, let alone water motor vehicles.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
But I
hope to get the invite this year.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to have the boat out a lot.
Okay.
This is not the weekend. This is the weekend where you get in the boat and you drive around the lake. This is not the weekend that you want to be in the lake.
Right. Because there's too many boats.
No, because it's so freaking cold.
It's just
so
a regular ocean.
So there's not going to be a ton of boats.
It's just a regular ocean. But it's lake.
It's a lake.
See, back east in Canada where I'm from, the ocean, the temperature doesn't change more than 4 degrees.
But see, these lakes change considerably.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you'll want to wait till the weather stays warmer for more than just a day.
For swimming.
Exactly. For swimming. But we're going to be – we'll get the boat out on the water. I don't know. Maybe I don't take it out to Lake Washington. Anyway, so my random spending has been boats are registered every year in July.
Right.
So they expire. So I've gotten mine re-registered, trailer registered. Then of course prepping costs money. Checking the fluids, everything else like that, cleaning, getting it ready. So that's been my random spending in the boat.
Is it true for what boat stands for?
Bring another thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's the joke that the two best days in a boat owner's life is when they buy the boat and then when they sell the boat. Yeah. So no, I'm really super happy.
Well, I gotta say, when I was in your garage picking up the smoker, that's the first time I've been that close to your boat.
This blows my mind because you're over at the house a lot. But I guess
I've never hung up by the boat.
We don't go out in the garage. Much.
I touched it. I won't tell you where I touched it, but
great.
I touched it.
Oh, God.
It looks nice.
Is that why the battery was dead?
I did not disconnect the battery.
No, it's fantastic. Any other random spending things that you've done?
Oh, my God. Did you see the link?
I don't even
Wireless know. Life just put a link inside the chat room of me almost succumbing and being pulled into
I've seen
the
that
Atlantic
video.
Ocean.
Yeah.
That's a video. That's a good one to have.
Yeah,
nice find on that one.
Yeah. Well
nice
done.
One. So beer talk.
So it's a big weekend. It's not only is it Memorial Day weekend, we're going to call it Champions Weekend.
Champions Weekend.
Yes.
Play the music.
Yeah, but and sound guy's not.
Three different guys sang three different songs right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That was planning. You could even bring up the invite if you wanted to on the screen. But
that would require me to log into Facebook.
You have to log into Facebook, which you refuse to do. Unless you're in your tour website browsing mode or something like that. So yeah, no, it is the official tapping of the keg at Counterbalance Brewing with the Beer Team 6 Brewer's Choice winner Mexican Chocolate Stout.
Yeah, our collaboration with Counterbalance Brewing in Seattle is going to be available.
So on tap.
On tap.
People will be paying money for this beer.
For a very limited time.
Yeah, for a limited time of 9 gallons.
That's exactly right. This beer contains some cinnamon, some red pepper, some
habanero
chocolate, some chocolate,
some vodka,
habanero,
and a variety of grains.
Looking forward to that.
It'll be fun.
So we're gonna have an evening gathering over at Counterbalance on Saturday.
If anyone is in Seattle, Redmond, Bellevue, or elsewhere on the West Coast. And you're interested, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. 5 o'clock. Yeah, there is 5 to 9. 5 to 9, anywhere in that time frame.
If you follow the Facebooks, we have an event up there if you want
to. Here we go. And I'm going to press the going button right.
Look at that.
Now.
Well,
oh, look. Oh, he just did. He is going.
He only has like 27 notifications where people have added him.
That's it. Anyway, that's awesome. That's actually one of the Beer Team 6 members, Claire. She has done photography during the time when we did the brewing. And
yeah.
So that's one of her photos.
There's some fantastic
photos.
Oh, that's awesome, man. The other invite for from the competition.
And before anyone starts asking for bottles, we don't even know how many were made. We know that there was at least 6 made for the competition because it's going into a pro-am brew.
Yeah, so there is a huge festival, the Washington
Brewers Festival.
Brewers Festival that is over Father's Day weekend
right.
at Marymore Park here. But this, so there's a pro-am.
Pro-am brewery.
So have you submitted the proof that you are truly an amateur brewer to the pro-am folks?
It was as official as me having to send an email.
Excellent.
Saying, I am officially a resident allowed to be in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
I'm not an illegal alien. And I also have never been paid to brew beer before, which
Crazy.
Makes me an amateur.
Yeah. And we still haven't been paid to brew beer yet.
That is correct. Well, if you'd like to pay us, you're welcome to. Oh, it's an early end today.
It is. It's an early end.
Oh,
I've got to get you off to your meeting.
Yes. Do we have a name for the show?
Okay. We'll get a name. So 3 work safe words in the chat room.
Ah!
Unfortunately, we have to come to an early close of the Patch and Switch program. Sorry, folks. Pure show in a fortnight's time. Special thanks to Ned Pyle, Wireless Life, Oddity, Frederick, Bork, Bork, Bork. Big thank you to Claudia, Kevin Hoyle, Kowski, MVP guy, Phantom Freak, first-time listener, or first-time viewer in the chat room. Good to see you. Ledwig, good to see you. Desired by Life, Foul Temper, Fair Brit, One Wise Geek. Anybody else I miss? I don't think I miss anybody. We're going to be back in a fortnight's time. Until then, have a weekend, everybody.
Friends, don't let friends use SMB1.